Saudara pendengar, SBS sedang melakukan konsultasi publik mengenai kriteria yang diusulkan untuk peninjauan kembali layanan radio SBS. Mulai dari hari Senin yang lalu 14 November dan berjalan sampai 11 Desember, pendengar, masyarakat dan pemangku kepentingan akan diberi kesempatan untuk memberikan masukan tentang isi audio dan bahasa dari radio SBS. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. SBS telah berkomitmen untuk meninjau kembali dan memperbarui jadwal radionya setiap 5 tahun. Content Manager Mark Cummins mengatakan pengaturan acara harus berkembang untuk memastikan SBS mencerminkan kebutuhan budaya dan bahasa komunitas yang berbeda-beda di negara ini. Cummins mengatakan peninjauan itu akan mencakup kriteria yang dimaksudkan untuk membantu memandu pengaturan acara bahasa.
These criteria are going to be used with the 2016 census data that will be released next year to determine which languages are provided by SBS radio services. So the way that those services will be delivered will be determined on the results of the census that we'll get, and then we'll take into account the changes in audience listening habits, but we'll also, of course, take into account the feedback that we get from this public consultation. We'll look through all of that and understand what the community is saying about what they want from SBS.
Mark Cummins juga mengharapkan menerima umpan balik dari masyarakat yang luas.
After having run the process in 2012, we're pretty confident that communities and organizations in particular will understand what this process is about and how important it is to feed into it, because it really is a really important time for communities to let us understand what they need and what they want.
Peninjauan kembali atau review yang terakhir terhadap layanan radio SBS dilaksanakan pada tahun 2012-2013. Itu merupakan review besar pertama dalam 18 tahun. Review tersebut menghasilkan jadwal radio baru dengan 74 bahasa, termasuk 6 bahasa baru dari Asia dan Afrika, yaitu dari Asia, Malayalam, Hmong, dan Pashto, bersama dengan 3 bahasa Afrika yang baru, yaitu Dinka, Swahili, dan Triginya. Mark Cummins mengatakan memperluas jumlah kelompok bahasa itu telah memberikan benefit yang besar.
Someone's language, it can be Dinka, it can be Tigrinya, it could be Hmong. These languages that, or Kurdish, for example, you know, languages in particular that don't have a country, a home country, and don't have a national broadcaster. The symbol value of us being able to do news information about life in Australia, but also news information about what's going on in the world, is a huge thing for communities to understand that my language counts. I have a place at the table of democracy.
Wakil Presiden Federation of African Communities Councils di Australia, Edward De Solo, mengatakan memasukkan bahasa Afrika telah memberikan bantuan yang signifikan bagi para pendatang. Ia mengatakan hal itu telah membantu memastikan inklusi, partisipasi, dan kohesi sosial. Solo mengatakan bahasa memungkinkan kelompok-kelompok itu menjadi lebih dikenal.
If you want somebody to be much more involved and productive and contribute, you know, much more positively, then you must be able to empower them to be able to actually do for themselves what others profess to do for them. So I think that is a very significant step, and that's something that I commend.
Chief Executive dari Center for Multicultural Youth Carmel Guira mengatakan pengembangan jadwal pada tahun 2012-2013 itu merupakan langkah yang penting.
Because SBS is often the gateway for many of the new communities to engage with Australian society, so it has to be reflective and at the forefront of communicating with those communities, and particularly if it wants to communicate with young people who constitute really the largest proportion of new arrivals, as in young, you know, under 30, under 40, you have to be utilising digital platforms as well.
Ia mengatakan bahwa SBS telah dikenal sebagai ajang untuk memberikan bantuan dalam hal integrasi.
Engaging, speaking to young people, giving them a platform to talk to each other, but also to their own communities and elders and parents, is really important way of helping the community move into the Australian society. So I think that SBS can play a really important role in doing that.
Mark Cummins mengatakan ia menyadari pentingnya pendengar yang lebih luas, termasuk para kaula muda.
over this past 5 years, the changes that we've made at SBS Radio with regards to what platforms we're on, and that in for the most part, it's been really embracing digital platforms, social media in particular. And in doing that, we've found a whole new audience and a much younger audience who are happily now aware that we exist and are engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So we are looking forward to hearing from those communities, and particularly those younger listeners who perhaps are not engaging with linear radio, but are engaging with us on our social media and digital platforms. So I think that's a really exciting part of what we're about to do.
Chairman dari Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, Eddie McAuliffe, mengatakan ia akan mendorong masyarakat untuk mengutarakan pendapat mereka selama proses konsultasi itu. Ia mengatakan SBS perlu mencerminkan posisi keseluruhan dan persyaratan komunitas yang beragam.
I think it is good that the SBS has these reviews from time to time, and I also think there are, I won't put it in the terms of winners and losers, but some communities have to reflect the or accept the reality that their needs have to be balanced with the needs of newer and emerging communities, and those sort of issues need to be taken very much into account. So I'd say, look, even though there was some criticism of the last review, I think that reviews are very necessary from time to time.
Edward De Solo mengatakan ia juga percaya bahwa komunitas Afrika akan lebih tertarik lagi untuk terlibat dalam konsultasi itu.
This is a very interesting and important subject to us as we consider designing programs that will help our people to settle, integrate better in the society and make meaningful contribution. We look forward to having a good number of African involvement and participation, being able to contribute to the best outcome for the consultation.
SBS akan menjalankan rekaman pemberitahuan dalam dua bahasa, yaitu dalam bahasa Inggris dan dalam bahasa yang diterjemahkan, untuk memberikan informasi kepada pendengar tentang peninjauan kembali layanan radio SBS dan proses konsultasi publik. Kriteria seleksi itu dijadwalkan akan selesai pada bulan Maret 2017 dan jadwal baru akan dimulai sebelum akhir 2017. Rancangan kriteria seleksi itu diterbitkan pada hari Senin, 14 November yang lalu, dan umpan balik dapat dikirimkan melalui sbs.com.au/consultation.